Steve DeLaviaga, how are you? This podcast is the study of greatness. I've spent about the last 4 weeks reading, diving in, looking at it, spent a lot of time, at least a day, going through kind of the Buffett, Berkshire Hathaway modeling, how they've done it. These guys are in their 90s, and they're still doing things better and different and more consistent than everybody else. Spent time on Winston Churchill, Abraham Lincoln. It was so much fun to look at some of the synergies in this. So I'm going to share a couple of things. Number one, here's what is absolutely at the core of all of those things, all of them. These people throughout their lives never, ever stopped learning. They never, ever stopped wanting to look at a better way to do something. So much now in business, and it's a risk we have in real estate, is that people, well, this is the way I've always done it. This way works for me. This is my way. It's such a cop-out to say that when you look at guys that are in their 90s that are saying, had we not pivoted, their biggest ever investment return ever was Apple. And they did it literally like 5 years ago, right? And they're like, we had always steered away from tech stocks, but we wanted to learn about it. We didn't understand it. So we learned and we poured in and we learned more. So being a voracious learner, being somebody who constantly says, is there a better way to do this? And being challenged by that in a good way, not being threatened, not being like what I call the aversion, the loss aversion syndrome. The loss aversion syndrome is when the pain from a loss outweighs any pleasure from a gain that you can receive. And you know what's funny? People live in that model. They live in that place. What a terrible place to live. Now, I understand you might have to do that. You're at the end of your tenure. You don't want to do this much longer. You don't want to go out on a bad note. But you know what's funny? That's where those guys in their 90s stay young and keep engaging, because they're always looking for, is there a better and different way? And they stay away from the aversion risk and look more on, let me learn enough about it such that I can make an informed and engaged decision. I mean, you know, it's just one of those things you got to be very careful about. Because right now, here's what's happening right now. People are losing so slowly in real estate that they think they're winning because it's the best market we've ever seen. So instead of looking at what's happening to the single agent in this marketplace, which is just getting destroyed, the single agents are not having their best years ever. They're not enjoying, you know, finding homes for their buyers and generating listings. They're having a harder time than ever because the business has gotten harder for them to acquire a client. Whereas most of the teams in this space, the ones that are running businesses, the way you run a business, they're actually growing. They're actually winning. They're actually doing more. So the thing that was core throughout the study that I just went through, have to be a voracious, voracious learner. The other thing is that I think is important in these guys in all their worlds, when they're looking at the businesses that they looked at, that they were going to acquire, that they were going to build themselves, when you're looking at that, they said, listen, in what I'm doing, I had to make acquisitions and or drive leads and transact overnight, but I built brand credibility and a trust over time. That's the key to building long-term sustainable growth. So ask yourself, we all got to be in the lead game, the conversion game, the selling game. That's a day-to-day proposition. We all got to do that in business. But are you building brand? And brand means you're going to work really hard to do a lot of things for free. You're going to be strategic about how you're going to engage the marketplace. And maybe it's not the most profitable thing to do, but it's the right thing to do to keep building brand over time. I got this question the other day. Why do you give so much away? You should charge for that. And my attitude was, why? Why? If it helps you, cool. We'll find ways to make money together if that comes up. We absolutely will. The other part of the study that I really enjoyed was the Winston Churchill, Abraham Lincoln. Both of them, one obviously in England, one here in America, both of them governed and led in two of the hardest decisions in the hardest times the world has ever seen. Abraham Lincoln had to be in a discussion about going to war against ourselves, where half the United States was not going to be involved. They were seceding. And he had to agree that, yes, I'm going to go to war, knowing I'm going to send millions of young men to their deaths because he was so abhorred by slavery. And he knew we could never be the country we were capable of if slavery was part of our growth or our future anymore. And when you look at the hours he wasn't able to sleep and how he dealt with, you know, making decisions and the things and the choices he had to make, yet he came out as one of the most popular presidents who did more for our country than maybe anyone in a time of leadership. And he had to make amends with the South that they brought back in. He had to get people in his own party in line. He had to get a vote through the House of Republicans and get Democrats who actually were responsible to slave owners to vote his way. And he was able to do that over time. Unbelievable. But also, if you looked at it, he had a ton of failure. That's the next thing. Fail forward. Winston Churchill literally presided over the darkest time in England's history. He's being invaded by Germany. His entire war cabinet resigns from what he's doing. They don't believe in it. They're like, we need to seek peace. You're going to kill everybody we have in our country. We've got to seek favorable terms. And he has a line. He said it in the movie too. It was awesome. He said, you cannot negotiate with a tiger, meaning Hitler, when your head is in its jaws. What a true story. So he presides over that, goes to the English people. They say, no, fight or else. We'd rather all be obliterated than be part of this swastika regime. And they ended up becoming successful. America got involved and ended up winning the war, as you know. And then, after the war's over, the election 4 months later, after leading and presiding over what was one of the greatest leadership coups of mankind, 4 months later, his own party votes him out of leadership. And he has a line that I use all the time. And I think it's one of the best things you can ever think about. And we, especially now in real estate, when things are going well, success is not final and failure is not fatal. See, here's the reality. We can't fall in love with our own press. We can't fall in love with doing something, thinking we're always going to be successful because we always have. Eyes open in real estate. Here's what's going to happen now in closing. The contrast in different approaches to the consumer experience in real estate will start to become more pronounced. I'm telling you now, if you think that in 2 years, everybody will start with a cash offer on their property, that's a true statement. Doesn't mean they'll take it. Doesn't mean it's good. It means that's going to be the starting point. Not a CMA, not a 60-minute realtor consult, but a cash offer will start the discussions. While a lot of us in our industry continue to build what I would call closed ecosystems with limited consumer choices, I'm telling you right now, buyers and sellers are going to find their way to what is truly best. And they're going to be best served by having the best operators in real estate serving them. Okay, whether that be a realtor, whether that be a lender, whether that be a title company, whether that be a home services company, insurance company, consumers are going to find what is best. And the reality is the ones that embrace that collaboration for a best-in-class experience and then marry the two things that are going to matter the most, which is tech and people, not tech on its own. And by the way, not people on its own. It's got to be tech and people. The group that marries that the best and then stays in a best-in-class open ecosystem mindset, that's the one that's going to be important. Remember, sometimes we all get stuck with what's right in front of us. When things are going well, we think it's always going to go well. When things are tough, it's always going to be bad. The truth is, we got to look over the horizon. Right now, are you voraciously learning? Are you comfortable with the fact that success is never final and failure is never fatal? It's just part of a fail-forward strategy. Appreciate you. Rise up. Talk soon. Thanks, everybody.